This is The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW, the show that brings you valuable information about real estate, the financial markets, and other economic business of the day. Your host, Edward Brown, is a nationally recognized expert on money and investing who has appeared on CNN and has published numerous articles in national business magazines and newspapers. Now, your host for The Best of Investing, Edward Brown.
Welcome. You're listening to The Best of Investing. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. He is the marketing director because Mark is out of town. And our phone number is 888-912-1190. You're going to use that number to answer the trivia questions for a five-pack tanning certificate, which is really cool because you can use five tanning certificates or services with this certificate given away during this show. Now, those certificates are not sponsored by the radio station, but by Tan Bella Tanning Salon with two locations in San Francisco and one in Marin. And today's trivia theme is random trivia. So, Nam.
Hello.
Hello there. So, for those of you who don't know, Nam is kind of behind the scenes mostly at Pacific Private Money.
That's and right.
He does 90% of the work, right?
Just about.
Just about. Yeah.
Seems like it.
Actually, how many employees are there now?
Including our outside agents, there are about 16.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. 16, no wonder you guys are one of the fastest growing mortgage investing firms.
Yeah. Very busy. Very busy.
All right. What do you got for us today? What do you want to cover?
Well, you know, today I want to talk about marketplace lending. You know, it's a space that Pacific Private Money operates in. A lot of people are hearing about it these days. And, you know, I thought it'd be a good time to let people know what marketplace lending really is.
All right. Let's get right into it. What is it?
Yeah. So marketplace lenders, what are they? I mean, you're hearing more and more advertising on the radio as well as on social media, on the web about marketplace lending, where as an investor, you can invest in alternative products. For borrowers, you can get loans that typically maybe you couldn't get from a bank. So we want to talk a little bit about that because it's a growing industry or vertical where instead of going to a bank, you can get a loan through a marketplace lender for a lot of different kinds of products. Marketplace lending has been around since essentially the mid-2000s. Originally, a lot of people, you know, heard of the term crowdfunding.
Crowdfunding, yeah.
Yeah, and so crowdfunding is really where marketplace lending grew from.
Okay.
One aspect, just to kind of back up and describe crowdfunding, it's the ability for individuals to invest in a product, a company, a service, or, you know, some sort of charity. The portion of it where it was people lending to other people, that became known as peer-to-peer lending.
Okay.
And peer-to-peer lending sort of got repackaged into marketplace lending, and that's what you're hearing these days. Peer-to-peer lending and marketplace lending is where individuals can lend money to other individuals.
Okay. I'm trying to think of all the rules. You know, there's usury. Is it secured, unsecured?
Yeah, some types of loans are unsecured. Some are secured by real estate, like the Pacific Private Money Fund.
Okay.
And others are just like giving a loan to an individual based on like the equivalent of a FICO score. So these marketplace lenders have cropped up and sort of taken or carved out that borrower who couldn't get bank financing for some reason.
I mean, to me, it sounds kind of risky.
It can be.
I mean, because I'm thinking, you know, let's say I'm one of these lenders. Some guy just fills out an app on the computer. How do I check any of that stuff?
You know, it's a really good question. So there, with the advent of a lot of technological changes, big data, the ability to get more information about a consumer, has enabled them to make judgments, sort of like FICO or alternative to FICOs.
So it's just like a personal guarantee then, in that, right?
For the unsecured stuff.
Yeah, for the unsecured, yeah.
Yeah, but for the secured, like real estate backed, then, you know, we've got that asset behind it.
Okay.
But you're seeing more and more companies who are taking what's sort of called metadata. They're taking data from a bunch of different sources about consumers that is like an alternative to the FICO score. I mean, have you even heard of a company that uses your Facebook data to make evaluations on your creditworthiness or your ability to pay loans.
What do you mean, your Facebook data?
Your Facebook behavior.
Oh, behavior.
Your background, some of your information.
The stuff you post, the crazy pictures you post on it.
Yeah, yeah, and they put it into a magic box or algorithm, essentially.
Wow.
And they make a judgment on your ability to qualify for a loan. And so these companies are doing a lot of interesting work, and banks and regulators are watching this and saying, okay, you know, is this a viable alternative to the traditional FICO-driven decision-making
process? So if I post a bunch of pictures of me on vacation every month, I'm on vacation, then suddenly they go, oh, this guy must be rich and he can afford it and that,
you know,
sort of thing?
I imagine that's probably some part of the calculation. So they probably look at your, they could look at your LinkedIn profile, see what your professional.
Yeah, but you could put anything on there. I could put a picture of me in front of a bunch of yachts, you know?
True. I suppose there's, you know, some gaming elements to people with their social media, but I think across the board, these companies are looking at a lot of different data sources. They're not excluding necessarily your credit score. Okay. But they're looking at other data sources.
All right. Tell you what, we're going to cut to a quick commercial break here. When we come back, we're still talking about crowdfunding. And we'll get into a little bit more how that works. I want to make a quick mention here for the Mount View Hotel. I don't know if you've ever been there, Nam, but it's a Mount View Hotel and Spa in Calistoga. And they're having a special, any suite or cottage for only $299 a night, Sunday through Thursday. It includes the facility of the pool, the mineral water, jacuzzi, sauna. I mean, it's awesome. And a $20 breakfast voucher to Johnny's, one of two restaurants on the property. Call 707-942-6877 to reserve your special now, or go to www.mountviewhotel.com. All right, here is our first trivia question. Again, we're talking random trivia. What word refers to the minimum attendance necessary for U.S. Congress to conduct business? If you're the first caller with the correct answer, you're going to win that five-pack tanning certificate by Tan Bella. You call 888-912-1190 to answer this question. What word refers to the minimum attendance necessary for U.S. Congress to conduct business? And you will have heard this word. All right, don't touch the dial, because the Best of Investing is going to be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
The beautiful Mount View Hotel and Spa in Calistoga is having a special. Any suite or cottage for $299 a night, Sunday through Thursday. This price includes use of all the facilities, pool, mineral water jacuzzi, sauna, bottle of wine on arrival, and a $20 breakfast voucher to Johnny's, one of two restaurants on the property. We are one of the best values in Napa Valley. Call 707-942-6877 to reserve your special now, or go to mountviewhotel.com.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Are you concerned about volatility in the stock market? Have low interest rates got you wondering if you'll ever earn enough to retire? Pacific Private Money has a high-yield solution with safety and security features not found in many traditional investments. Clients of Pacific Private Money earn yields averaging 8%, secured by Bay Area real estate at conservative values. Now, this is not a REIT. This is a mortgage-secured investment producing yields averaging 8%. Join the thousands of Bay Area residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in secured, high-yield investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com. That's 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com.
Got your iPhone, your iPad, people watching little screens. Take a break, heaven's sake, you go to a happening scene. Big hair, big hats, you're gonna sing along. It's topical, unstoppable.
Beach Blanket Babylon.
Don't know what you're waiting for, they've got it going on. For tickets, go to beachblanketbabylon.com. Sing it!
Beach Blanket Babylon.
Now, back to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Edward Brown here, along with Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. He's the marketing director, because Mark Hanf is off today. Here was our first trivia question. What word refers to the minimum attendance necessary for U.S. Congress to conduct business?
I have no clue.
You do have a clue. You said it off air.
A quorum?
A quorum. That is correct.
All right. Gone with my first instinct.
It's usually best. I want to make a quick mention also here for the Hornblower Yachts. Make Mother's Day special by going on the Hornblower. Treat mom to a relaxing day on the bay. Feast on a gourmet brunch with free flowing champagne. I love that. And or indulge in an elegant four-course dinner. Cruise feature, spectacular sights of the city, live entertainment, and attentive service, which I got to say, I've been on there before, and they do have attentive service. Food is excellent. For reservations, go to hornblower.com. Book today. All right. So, Nam, we were talking about basically crowdfunding, and off air, we were just talking a little bit about the fact that, you know, in a sense, Pacific Private Money's fund is sort of like a crowdfunding,
yeah,
but not to the tune of investing, you know, hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, and you know, that's, there needs to be some, you know, delineation. Crowdfunding really encompasses, and marketplace lending really encompasses all types of lending, whether you're investing a small amount or you're investing a large amount. You know, for funds like ours, it's a Reg D fund, you have to be accredited. So, and the minimum investment is $50,000. There are many other marketplace lenders that require much less. You don't have to be accredited. You can invest as little as $1,000.
But I would think their administration fees would be just through the roof for, you know, administering a $1,000 investment.
Yeah. And you know what? You would think so. In the traditional world with banks, then that would be a little bit more difficult. But these days, with a lot of the advances in platforms, technology, that allows this a more streamlined process for investors to invest, it's much more, self-directed. It's much easier for the investor to just follow the process and go through and invest.
Well, it's interesting. My son's friend is one of the founders of a company that invests like off-dollar type things, you know, like a little bit of a tip here and tip here, like literally in dollars rather than hundreds of dollars.
Right.
And they do it in mutual funds. And it's amazing. It just, I mean, he's got like, I don't know, 800,000 members,
right,
basically.
Yeah. It's, and that's the great thing about technology. It's really allowed a much more efficient process for people to invest, but also for people to borrow. And that's one of the other reasons why crowdfunding is growing. Keep in mind, you know, the crowdfunding in a way competes with banks, because, you know, if a borrower can get funds from a crowdfunding or marketplace lender, then they don't need to go to a bank.
What have you seen the interest rates to be on the borrowing side?
Higher, certainly higher, because a lot of these borrowers can't qualify for bank financing. But also what you're seeing too is the user experience with crowdfunding platforms. It's very convenient, fast decision-making process for a borrower on the borrower side to get qualified for a loan. So that's one area that banks are looking at and saying, okay, users are having a much better experience with getting a loan through some of these marketplace lenders.
But if they're paying higher, then if they can get a bank loan, they will. So where's the competition there?
The competition is speed. Just like for Pacific Private Money, a lot of times borrowers come to us because there's transactional distress. I mean, they may be bank quality. A certain percentage of them are bank quality, but still they're coming to us because they need the funds quickly. For other types of loans, the same scenario could apply. They could be bank quality, but they need money quickly. For others, they just can't get a bank loan, so they're going to an alternative source like crowdfunding.
And is there any minimum that you've seen of amounts that people need to borrow? You know, that a lender will say, well, you know, I'm not going to lend you $100, but $1,000 or whatever.
Yeah, you're seeing as low as $1,000 for unsecured. You're seeing also people get auto loans. So there's a lot of marketplace lenders that
there's got to be state regulations, though, across lines and that sort of thing, and being a broker or your usury. I mean, it seems like a neat idea, but I can, mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe I can just see a bunch of holes in it though.
Well, that's, you know, it's still a very, very much a industry that it's in its infancy. Mid-2000s is not a long time for the space to have been in existence. So I went to a conference in December down in Southern California, and it was interesting. There's a lot of conversation about, you know, the regulation of the space, the transparency of the underwriting. So there's a lot more regulations coming into the space, which is good for borrowers and investors. There's more transparency. Banks are starting to look at it and saying, you know, is this a viable alternative? Should we participate with crowd funders or marketplace lenders? And they're starting to do that. They're starting to be the lender to the lenders because they see that this industry, this place is growing up, so to speak. So.
Well, we're talking about regulations. This reminds me of a story, and this goes back to 1980 when interest rates were high. And I remember a story about this guy who put an ad in the paper. So again, they didn't have the computers then, mm-hmm. but basically it could be theoretically the same thing. So he puts this ad in the paper and he says, I've got this land in Alaska. And he says, I know there's oil there. I just need $1 million to go ahead and drill the oil. And back then, oil prices were relatively high compared to, you know, back then. So he says, here's my deal. He says, if I strike oil, you know, you get your percentage, whatever, you can make, you know, umpteen millions of dollars. But he says, I absolutely 100% guarantee in writing that you'll at least get your money back. And so, you know, he raised, let's say, $100,000 from 10 individuals. He actually raised his $1 million. In 1 year, he wrote back and he said, you know, I'm sorry, I did not strike oil, but I did promise you that I would guarantee you at least your money back. So he wrote everyone a check for $100,000. And what had happened was he didn't own anything, but interest rates were like 16%. So he took $1 million, he put it in the bank at 16%, made 160 grand. Then he paid back everybody the $1 million. And most people, when they got their $100,000 back, thought, man, this guy's really honest. I didn't lose anything, right? But one guy realized, hey, wait a minute, I could have earned interest on that. And he started poking it in, you know, looking into it a little bit more. And that's how the guy got caught. I could imagine the same sort of thing here where, you know, people want to borrow money, but, you know, who knows what they're going to do with the money? You know, it's just, it's just kind of interesting on that. Tell you what, believe it or not, we got to go to another quick break. Quick mention here for... discover the world of sea kayaking, paddleboarding, and biking in Half Moon Bay. Whatever your experience, they can accommodate you. Their fleet is made up of single and double kayaks, stand-up paddleboards, which I don't know if you've ever done that, but that is a lot of fun. You can come play in Half Moon Bay. Call 650-773-6101 or go to www.hmbkayak.com. That's HMB as in Half Moon Bay, kayak.com. All right. Second commercial trivia question is, what kind of dentist specialist performs root canals? All right. That is our question. 888-912-1190. Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing will be right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Are you tired of the low yields that banks are paying on your savings or CDs? At Pacific Private Money, our clients have been earning annual rates of 8% and more. If you're looking for a secure way to boost the interest you earn using your savings or IRA, you owe it to yourself to visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com or call us at 415-883-2150. That's pacificmoneyfund.com or call us 415-883-2150.
Make Mother's Day special with help from Hornblower Cruises and Events. Treat mom to a relaxing day on the bay. Feast on a gourmet brunch with free-flowing champagne or indulge in an elegant four-course dinner. Cruises feature spectacular sights of the city, live entertainment, and attentive service. For reservations, go to hornblower.com. That's hornblower.com. Book today.
Hyatt Centric Fisherman's Wharf San Francisco is located in the heart of San Francisco. Close to top attractions, our hotel is a prime spot to explore the city by the bay. Visit Pier 39 and Ghirardelli Square, or take the nearby cable car lines around the city. Hyatt Centric Fisherman's Wharf features a heated outdoor pool, a fully equipped fitness center, and on-site dining options. The contemporary guest rooms and suites include luxurious amenities to help you unwind after a stimulating day exploring San Francisco. Call 415-563-1234 or go to fishermanswharf.centric.hyatt.com.
Hi, this is Mark Hanf, president of Pacific Private Money. How would you like to earn 8% or more per year in today's low interest rate environment? At Pacific Private Money, we've been paying more than 8%. How do we do that? Well, we lend money secured by real estate, almost exclusively in California and primarily in the Bay Area. We keep our loans very conservative by keeping the loan portfolio under 70%. In fact, we are actually less than 60% loan to value right now. There's no fee to get in and no fee to get out if you stay in for 2 years. Call us now at 415-883-2150 for more information or go to pacificmoneyfund.com.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Edward Brown here, along with the marketing director of Pacific Private Money, Nam Phan. Here is our second trivia question. What kind of dentist specialist performs root canals besides an evil dentist?
Orthodontist?
No, an endodontist. Orthodontist does the braces.
Ah.
Yeah, very good. You should know that. We want to make a mention here for the Hyatt Centric Fisherman's Wharf in San Francisco. They're located in the heart of San Francisco, close to top attractions. Their hotel is a prime spot to explore the city by the bay. Visit Pier 39 and Ghirardelli Square or take a nearby cable car around the city. Hyatt Centric Fisherman's Wharf features a heated outdoor pool, which I guess you need in San Francisco, fully equipped fitness center, and on-site dining options. Call 415-563-1234 or go to fishermanswharf.centric.hyatt.com. All right, so Nam, let's finish up with the crowdfunding.
Yeah, so, you know, just something that we discussed on the last segment, and you know, your questions were about, you know, what kind of guarantees are there for the investor or for the borrower that they're, or for the investor, they're putting money into a marketplace lender, and where's that money going? Mm-hmm. For the borrowers, are they underwriting correctly? Are they really qualifying that borrower to the same degree that a bank qualifies everyone else with FICO scores or whatever? You know, a lot of these companies have built and developed algorithms and different ways to underwrite and are doing it very successfully. So I just want to comment that there are a lot of companies out there that are building really good track records. Okay. And, you know, Pacific Private Money, we underwrite like a bank in a lot of ways. Okay. So we're kind of a blend of both. I mean, we still...
That's a good point.
And private money itself has been around long before the term marketplace lender or crowdfunders existed. So in a way, we were crowdfunding before crowdfunding.
I think private lender has been around before banks.
Yeah,
I
mean, absolutely.
That's what happened.
And the difference is that private lenders were doing it very locally. So it was localized to the a geography where a lot of crowdfunding sites and marketplace lenders are trying to do it nationally. They're trying to do this sort of peer-to-peer lending at scale. And Pacific Private Money, our focus is local. You know, we've been doing this really, you know, for a long time in the Bay Area. We know Bay Area real estate and we know valuations, and our underwriting has been, you know, essentially the same. It hasn't really changed with marketplace lending.
Well, that actually brings us to, we got a few emails, and one of them, again, since Mark's not here, I'm sure you can answer this. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't diversification nationally be a better strategy than investing all in one geographic location?
Yeah, and the way I would answer that is a yes and no. I mean, it could be for somebody who really knows markets outside of their geographic area. Yeah. For us, you know, we are focused on the Bay Area. It's the market that we know well. We don't want to scale beyond, you know, beyond our local market.
Well, what a lot of people don't realize is even if you could earn a higher interest rate outside of California, one of the problems I see is that all it takes is one bad loan, you know, really bad loan. I mean, I remember... years ago, there was a hard money lender who convinced me to go into the state of Michigan. Mm-hmm. And at the time, you know, Michigan wasn't doing that well, but I was going to get, you know, like 16% on my money. Didn't invest a whole lot in it. And it seemed like the loan to value was pretty good. Well, as it turns out, it, you know, it was a market I really wasn't that familiar with. And it went into foreclosure, and we only ended up getting, we got 90 cents on the dollar. So okay. It wasn't the worst thing in the world, but that's a 10% loss.
Yep.
So I had to make, you know, way more than 10% on the other deals at the same, you know, dollar amount invested in order to, you know, more than break even. So with Pacific Private Money, you know, how many loans go into default?
I don't, you know, it's a very, very small number. I think it's less than 1%.
Yeah.
So, you know, and the fact is that when you're underwriting like a bank and your exit is a bank, then typically, you know, you're going to have very low default.
Yeah.
So
I think I remember Mark telling us on the air that out of 1,200 loans, less than a dozen. So, yeah, that would be less than 1%. And of those that went into default, actually nobody lost money.
Exactly.
Yeah,
just because it goes into default doesn't mean, you know, that anyone's going to lose money. There's a process that it goes through, and ultimately there was no loss.
Yeah, because sometimes what happens is the borrower comes to the last minute and pays all the back interest, back late fees, and found another lender to give them the money.
Right.
Or on the courthouse steps, someone comes in to buy it.
Yeah, or they sell it. They put it on the market just like any other listing on the MLS. They get out of the loan, you know, the property gets purchased and then they pay us off.
Or the lender actually takes it back and sells it for a profit, which I believe did happen in the Pacific Private Money Fund. There was one or two foreclosures. Mark was telling us last week that there were one or two foreclosures and the fund actually became the owner of the property and sold the property, fixed it up a little bit, and sold it actually at a small profit.
Right.
So that was actually that was actually better than if it didn't go into default.
Absolutely. And also, you have to look at the beginning when we actually loaned the money. You know, our underwriting, especially for properties that we put in the fund or loans that we put in the fund, you know, we typically are going to put ones that are at a lower loan to value.
Okay.
So it's pretty conservative.
Very good. When we come back from our break, I do want to find out if there's any deals of the week. We also have a couple of more emails to answer here, like what's the difference between your fund, that's the Pacific Private Money Fund, and a REIT, because that's actually a very good question. Want to make a new mention here for, have you ever been to Alliance Redwoods in Occidental?
I have not.
You have not. Okay, it's a really cool place. They have like, a lot of times they have men's retreats, stuff like couples retreats. So nestled off the coast of Northern California in deep in the Redwood Forest, Sonoma Canopy Tours. Now, this is like zip lining.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's awesome. I mean, I've done zip lining before. I haven't done it here, but I've done it other places. And it's actually very, very fun. It's a high adventure and completely unlike anything you've ever experienced. The guided eco tour includes multiple zip lines, sky bridges, a majestic spiral staircase, and rappel to the forest floor. You'll be immersed in the unparalleled beauty of the world famous California coastal redwoods. Sounds like a lot of fun. Check them out at SonomaCanopyTours.com or call 888-494-7868.
Now, some of these aren't at the top of the trees, are they? Because these trees are like 300 feet high.
Well, this one, I think, is maybe a couple hundred feet.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. A little scary, but ought to be a lot of fun. All right. Third trivia question. What instrument was big band leader Benny Goodman most associated with? Call 888-912-1190 to answer that question, and you could be the winner of the tanning certificates.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Are you concerned about volatility in the stock market? Have low interest rates got you wondering if you'll ever earn enough to retire? Pacific Private Money has a high-yield solution with safety and security features not found in many traditional investments. Clients of Pacific Private Money earn yields averaging 8%, secured by Bay Area real estate at conservative values. For information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com.
You wanna get down, pop.
party on, start to feel the pounding beat. Big hair, big cats, you'll be dancing in the street. Pop culture parodies, they got it going on. It's a rock stomping, heart thumping, beach blanket Babylon. If you want a good time and maybe sing along, come on down and check it out. It's Beach Blanket Babylon.
For tickets, call 415-421-4222 or go to beachblanketbabylon.com.
Yeah, heart inside splitting, you will split a gut.
Nestled off the coast of Northern California and deep in the Redwood Forest, Sonoma Canopy Tours is a high adventure and completely unlike anything you've ever experienced. The guided eco tour includes multiple zip lines, sky bridges, a majestic spiral staircase, and a rappel to the forest floor. You'll be immersed in the unparalleled beauty of the world-famous California coastal redwoods. Call 888-494-7868 or go to SonomaCanopyTours.com.
Discover the world of sea kayaking, paddleboarding, and biking in Half Moon Bay. Whatever your experience, we can accommodate you. Our fleet is made up of single and double kayaks, stand-up paddleboards, and many different bikes to suit your needs. Come play in Half Moon Bay. Call 650-773-6101 or go to www.hmbkayak.com. That's HMB as in Half Moon Bay, kayak.com.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. Edward Brown here, along with Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. Third trivia question was, what instrument was big band leader Benny Goodman most associated with?
Let me see. I'm going to have to guess. Tuba?
Clarinet.
Clarinet.
He was a clarinet guy. Okay. Don't want to embarrass anybody here. An email came in. Mark's not here to answer it, but I know the answer to this one. It says, what is the difference between your fund, this would be the Pacific Private Money Fund, and a REIT? So a REIT generally has lots of either mortgages or real estate in it. One of the major rules is that they're supposed to pay out 95% of the net income. And a lot of shareholders like that because they realize that they're not going to be like Apple Computer where they're holding billions of dollars and not distributing it out. But here is one of the problems that I see. How do you define net income? What if the managers decide we really needed to buy that airplane to go visit all the properties? Well, that's an expense and you got to subtract that out. And then the net income is after the expense of the airplane and the fuel and all that kind of stuff. So I'm not saying that, you know, that there's any nefarious companies out there doing that, but I don't personally like the idea that someone else is going to determine what my net income is going to be. Whereas the Pacific Private Money Fund, it's really simple. There's a management fee, there are some small administration fees, and then the net just gets paid out to the client, which right now, what's the yield? It's
7.76, I think was the latest.
Latest one, 7.76, which is, and that's non-compounded. Compounded rate is 7.8 something.
Yeah, something like that.
So that's a pretty good rate. And I believe you guys pay it monthly.
Yep.
Which is good. So that would be like
0.67%. Yep.
Which is, that's more than most banks are paying a year, aren't they?
Yep. That's right. That's right.
And your loan to value in the fund is still under 60%.
It's 56.5, okay. I think, in the last.
All right. So 56.5% loan to value, which is extremely conservative, mostly Bay Area property. I know you got a little outside the Bay Area. And you're paying 7.7%. That sounds pretty good. I like that.
Absolutely. As you just mentioned, you know, most of our loans are in the Bay Area. So we don't need a jet to fly anywhere. No private jets. So we're driving.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Well, plus Mark told us before that you have brokers in, like who can do broker opinions, in L.A. and other places, Sacramento. So you don't have to drive all the time. You can
right.
trust those guys.
Right. We have a great network of brokers who know us, who know we're reliable and fast. So we get calls all the time all over the state.
Okay.
So.
Now, for deal of the week, I remember Mark telling me about this one. So again, he's not here, so I'm going to go explain this one, and then you can explain another deal of the week. So there's this company in San Rafael. They own their building. Due to some strange record keeping, not anything crazy, but the books were kept a certain way. There were a couple of very, very small technical issues in which a governing agency is penalizing them. Again, nothing. They're not trying to cheat anybody. There was just like they put box A instead of box B. I mean, something really, really simple. Yet the fine is $700,000. Now, this company does make millions of dollars, but that's still $700,000 is a punitive penalty, basically.
Right. It's huge.
And they have to pay it by May 31st. Well, this company doesn't have $700,000. And because of the nature of the fact that they already have a first mortgage that's at a really good rate, they need a second mortgage on their building. Most banks don't want to do second mortgages on commercial property. So they came to Pacific Private Money, also from the standpoint of speed, because May 31st will be here, quote, before you know it. And the company, you know, makes good money, the fairly high FICO scores. The loan to value on this property will be about little less than 60%. And the building is being put up for sale. That's another reason why banks won't touch it. They don't want to lend on a building where it's up for sale. They might just get their money back so soon. It's like, for them, it's a waste of time.
Right.
But for Pacific Private Money, because they are going to charge points, it's like, sure, we'll lend you the money. And if you want to pay us back 3 days later, that's fine. Now, our rate of return is, you know, a gazillion percent.
Yeah, we get quite a few loans that actually pay off, you know, within short period of time. We've had one, I think, pay off in 3 weeks. So
actually, there was a deal I remember Mark did. It paid off in a week. It got funded, and then a week later, there was a payoff. Very, very crazy. But again, because Pacific Private Money charges points, which they share with the fund. So the broker shares it with the fund, and that kind of helps the yield.
Yep. Shares it with the fund, so vis-a-vis the fund investors as well. Yep. So other deals of the week, you know, I'll say it isn't any one deal. It's the kinds of deals that we do. Typically, you know, we're seeing so many of these bridge loans that we do where and a lot of these are coming from real estate agents, from mortgage brokers. A client has a home that's on the market to sell, especially now as we're entering buying season.
Yeah.
And they're out looking to move up or move down. And, you know, again, they're trying to close on the sale of their home to fund the purchase. A lot of times what happens is they get into escrow on the home that they want, but they can't close on the home that they are currently in time to fund it. Banks don't do those loans. And so Pacific Private Money comes in, we can cross collateralize and lend on their purchase using one loan for both properties. Yeah. They sell off their primary residence and then they pay us off. I mean, we're seeing just that more and more right now as we're entering, you know, the real estate season.
Okay.
So I would say more than anything, you know, those are the deals of the week. There's deals like that all week and all month.
And before we forget, if people are listening and they're thinking, well, this sounds pretty good. I mean, it seems like a conservative investment, especially since nobody's ever lost money, less than a 1% default rate in the company. And even with those defaults, nobody lost money.
Right.
How would they get a hold of Pacific Private Money?
They can call us at 415-883-2150 or go to www.pacificprivatemoney.com.
That's a kind of a simple website.
Yep.
It kind of says it all.
Yep, absolutely. Okay. You can see the types of loans we do, fill out a form, and we'll contact you.
Okay. Now, the catch is to invest in the fund, you do have to be an accredited investor.
Correct. That's a Reg D fund. So accredited means you have to have $1 million net worth. Excluding your primary residence, so we can't use the home you live in that calculation, or you have an income as an individual of $200,000 a year, or $300,000 as a couple.
Okay.
So,
all right. And a quick question for you is: let's say I invest in the fund and I'm happy with it, but I want to get out.
Yeah. So you can redeem. There is a 12-month lockup.
Okay.
That's actually the minimum required. It used to be 24 months, but as of this year, we reduced it down to 12. You can redeem, and it's on a first-come, first-served basis.
Okay.
So typically, you just let us know that you want to get your funds back, and it's typically like a 30-day process.
Okay. And if I remember correctly, Mark telling us that even if there's no, you know, first-come, first-serve, if there's no money currently to pay, as soon as loans pay off that are in the portfolio, before they get reinvested out in a new loan, they have to satisfy anybody who wants to get out.
Exactly.
So yep. It doesn't have to be a, you know, Ponzi scheme thing where, you know, using one money, people's money for another type of thing.
Right, right.
Yeah, I remember, in fact, when he was interviewed by Rob Black and the question came up, you know, how do we know you're not a Bernie Madoff? You know, which we kind of laughed at, but... The thing is, I actually went and pulled some preliminary title reports on a good survey of the loans, sample of the mm-hmm. loans that were in the fund, just to make sure that when Mark says that you guys have a first mortgage on those loans or those properties, that you really do. And sure enough, when the title preliminary title report shows, that's what it is. So yep. That's the reason why I have a significant amount, let's say, in the Pacific Private Money Fund. All right. So we don't have any more trivia questions, but when we come back, we're going to have some closing comments.
Yep.
And I'm talking to Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money's marketing director. Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Edward Brown here to tell you that I just had a 30-year-old client purchase a $500,000 life insurance policy that is guaranteed to stay the same price for the next 35 years. And here's the best part. It cost only $36 per month, and it was from a major, well-known life insurance company. Imagine, this person will probably never have to buy another life insurance policy ever. I am completely independent, so I run the numbers through my software, and out pops the least expensive policies from among hundreds of the finest carriers. For your free quote, please call our Best of Investing hotline number at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190 for a free, no-obligation life insurance quote. I will personally call you back after the show. Imagine buying one inexpensive life insurance policy that is guaranteed not to increase for 35 years. Call 888-912-1190 today.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Are you tired of the low yields that banks are paying on your savings or CDs? At Pacific Private Money, our clients have been earning annual rates of 8% and more. If you're looking for a secure way to boost the interest you earn using your savings or IRA, you owe it to yourself to visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com or call us at 415-883-2150. That's pacificmoneyfund.com or call us 415-883-2150.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. So, Nam, you guys do seminars periodically so that people can learn more about investing with Pacific Private Money.
Yeah, so we hold fund information sessions about once a quarter at our office in downtown Novato. We also do webinars as well. But the next event coming up is May 24th. It's a Wednesday at our office, which is at 1555 Grant Avenue in downtown Novato. It's from 6 to 8 p.m. And it's really open to anyone interested in learning more about the fund. We go through the fund performance, you know, how we underwrite, you know, expected returns and or historical returns for investors, and then essentially, you know, a Q&A session at the end.
And I usually do that with Mark. Mm-hmm. And I think the best part, as I remember, is Bianca provides a nice little food hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah, a lot of times people ask for her card, asking if she'll cater for them.
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah, she's picked up some business from that.
Has she really? Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Hopefully not too much because she's a good employee.
I know, she's great.
So anyway, okay, so we can learn about the fund, get some free food.
Yep.
May 24th.
And to meet Mark.
Yeah.
A lot of people want to know who is the fund manager.
Yeah, so the guy behind the scenes.
Yep.
Yeah, I got to say that, you know, I had looked at least 50 funds in the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like a single one except for... when after Mark and I had been doing the show for about 3 years, and he asked me to, you know, because I knew a lot about these funds, and he said, you know, would you help me with this? And I said, well, you know, I've gotten to know you for about 3 years. We never did any business together, but I said, you know, you really, you seem like a pretty darn good guy. So I asked him, I said, you know, I'll help you with this as long as I can see a few things. Like, mm-hmm. I want to make sure that your interests are aligned with the fund. He had already thought about that. And that's like splitting the points with the fund.
Right.
And then being able to get out of the fund, and which, again, at the time, he was thinking, I think it was going to be 3 years. And I said, well, could you make it two? And he said, yeah, we'll make it two. And then now it's one.
Right.
Which is even better.
Yeah. Really, the redemption has been a non-impact for our investors. I mean, very few people redeem. So we just lowered
it. Yeah. Why would you want to redeem if you're earning 7.7%
right.
in today's market? Now, I know the stock market's been going up,
mm-hmm.
But if people kind of wonder, like, you know, I mean, it's good to diversify.
Yep.
And, you know, what happens if you put a bunch of money into the market now and it starts to go down?
Right.
You know, I don't want to lose my money.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's good to diversify. And we have a lot of people who invest in us for that very purpose.
Yeah. In fact, I think Mark said that when anyone wanted to redeem, it took less than 2 weeks was the average.
Yeah. We try to, under promise and over deliver,
yeah.
essentially. So.
Yeah, because there's how much under management right now?
We have about 28 million.
28 million. Okay. Yeah. And that seems to be growing.
Yes. Yeah. This time last year, it was about 14. So.
Okay.
Yeah, we're growing.
And I think the major thing for me that I like about the fund is the fact that you have a whole bunch of deal flow.
Right. We have more deal flow coming into our company, of which a percentage goes into the fund. So we cherry pick the best loans, the yeah. ones that are generally the most conservative, shorter term in nature in terms of maturity for the fund. We like the fund to have sort of a high revolution of capital.
Okay.
So.
And again, would you give out the information?
Yep. You can go to our website, which is www.pacificprivatemoney.com, or you can call us at 415-883-2150.
All right. We're going to thank you very much, Nam, for joining us.
We'll
have you back on again. Here's our golf thoughts for the day. PJG Woodhouse, I'm not even sure who that is. He said, to find a man's true character, play golf with him. I could see. Otherwise, you let the expletives go on the course and you go, I know about that guy. And Paul Harvey, remember him? Good day. Said, golf is a game in which you yell 4, shoot 6, and write down 5. I like that one. All right. Tune in next week to The Best of Investing. We're going to be giving away more free prizes for answering trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown. We're wishing you the best of investing. So long.
You've been listening to The Best of Investing with Edward Brown. For more information on this program, call 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. Or visit bestofinvesting.com and join us again next week for The Best of Investing on the Bay Area's business leader, AM 1220 KDLW.
This radio broadcast is in no way an offer to sell securities except where applicable in states where we are registered or where an exemption or exclusion from such registration exists. Information discussed during this broadcast, whether stock quotes, charts, articles, or any other statement or statements regarding market or other financial information, is obtained from sources which we believe are reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of this information. Nothing in this broadcast should be interpreted to state or imply that past results are an indication of future performance. There are no warranties expressed or implied as to accuracy, completeness, or results obtained from this broadcast.